dear brothers and sisters. I have some mustard seeds in this little container. I decided to show them to you just in case you haven't seen the seeds before. As you noticed, mustard seeds are very small. Some people wear them in such a container as a necklace instead of a cross. They are a symbol of faith. Sometimes I hear people say that they believe in God. In the Gospel read on this 27th Sunday in Ordinary Time, the apostles said to the Lord, "Increase our faith." They already had faith, but they felt that through God's grace, their faith could grow even more and become stronger. Moreover, by asking Jesus to increase their faith, they were saying that they accepted his divine power. Only God could increase one's faith. Maybe Jesus surprised them when he said that their faith wasn't even as big as the mustard seed. Sometimes I hear people say that they believe in God, but they don't practice their faith. I guess it means that they just keep the faith in the form when it was first received on the day of their baptism. They didn't allow it to develop. Brothers and sisters, we need to do our best so that our faith, with the help of God, will grow and mature. Will be similar
we
to all
to
the
allow
great people
the waters of the Holy Spirit to make
Bible,
our faith grow within us every
Noah
single
and
day.
Abraham. We must be sure that the seed of our faith is planted in a good and healthy soil. That soil, for us Catholics, is the Bible and the official teaching of the Church. Also, our life of faith has to grow in a right environment to produce good
fruits.
We will
be
similar to Saint Joseph, whose faith allowed
him
to accept Mary's pregnancy.
We have to nourish our faith by praying
every
day
and
receiving
the
sacraments.
Our strong faith will help us to say yes to God's will.
Only then
our faith will allow us to trust God totally. Moreover, we will be similar to all the great people of faith presented in the Bible, starting with Noah and Abraham. We will be like a woman who believed that by touching Jesus' garment, she would be healed. Or like a Roman centurion who
let
was
us
convinced
God
that
totally
Jesus was able to heal his sick servant just by saying a word. That is faith. A deep faith, I would say. We will enter his eternal kingdom.
We will be similar to Saint Joseph,
whose faith allowed him to accept Mary's pregnancy. And of course, our strong faith will help us to say yes to God's will, as Mother of Jesus did. So, dear friends, I would like to invite you today to repeat the Apostles' request and say to Jesus, "Lord, increase our faith. Help us to be your faithful servants in the field of your Church, doing what we are called to do. Let us trust God totally, without any doubt that he will grant us what we need to lead holy lives. The reward is great. One day we will enter his eternal kingdom where the faith will not be needed anymore."